So to become proficient at anything, rehearsal, practice, remembering is vitally important. This is true if you're going to be a singer, an actor, if you're going to play an instrument, if you're going to play a sport, if you're going to prepare so that you can do well on an exam. And one of the things I love about this time of the year, for instance, is seeing how those basketball players like LeBron James has practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced so he can get those three-point shots from wherever he wants to hit them, or if he gets into the paint, he can lay up and get that basket. We see the same thing with, say, Sidney Crosby as he goes in and just masterfully works that puck and gets that goal. The only reason they can do this is, A, they have talent, but more than that, they are willing to practice and to remember time after time after time what it is they did so that their muscles attain what is called memory skill. Well, this is the Feast of Corpus Christi. And this is for us a day where we think particularly about the importance of repetition in the living out of our Christian life. This comes through very clearly in that reading from 1 Corinthians, where twice Paul, in quoting the words of Jesus, says, remember, remember. And then at the end of that passage, listen to what Paul writes. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. At the very heart of the Eucharist is that place where we are rehearsing, where we are remembering, where we are doing it again and again and again and again. And why is it that we remember every day, and here at St. Peter's, 5 or 6 times on a Sunday, the Eucharist? Well, to answer that question, we have to look at one of the verses from this passage in Corinthians where Paul says, I received from the Lord what I delivered to you. Now, the English word received is not strong enough. I've mentioned this before, that the New Testament was written in Greek. And one of the great things about the Greek language is you can take a word and you can add something to the beginning of that word to give it more emphasis. And that's exactly what Paul does here. He takes the regular word in Greek for received, but then he adds a prefix to it. And in adding the prefix to it, it gives it more power. And it's as if St. Paul is saying, I seized from the Lord. I seized, I grabbed it, I took it. I took what God gave me, and I have now made this my own. And so what he wants to underscore for us, to receive these words from Jesus, is like what my Bichon Frise does at around 7 p.m. every evening. She's down by our dryer because she knows right above the dryer are the dentitrites that she gets after dinner. And she's down there whining and requesting this. And as soon as I take the dentitrite and give it to her, do you know what coconut does? She seizes it. It's the same dentitrite every night. There's no difference, but she loves that treat. And she looks forward to being able to get it, to take it, and to eat it. And I would like to suggest to you, this is exactly what St. Paul has in mind when he says, I received from the Lord. He has about him that same enthusiasm as my dog. And when we come to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we're to have that same attitude. It should not be, oh hum, here we go again, coming to receive Jesus. No, we should be as excited. We should be anticipating this like coconut wanting her dentitrite. And why is it that we should have this kind of approach to the Eucharist? Because of what the Eucharist is. Listen to what Paul says. I received from the Lord what I delivered to you. This is a priestly action. What does the priest do? Well, the priest has been ordained. The priest is in the person of Christ. And he receives from Jesus, not to then hoard for himself and to say, mine, 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 all mine. No, not at all. He does that so he can receive, so that he in turn can give. And at the very heart of this beautiful thing that we call the Mass is something that is instrumental to our appreciation of what we are doing here. For you see, this isn't primarily about words, it's primarily about an action, something that we do. And one of the ways I like to think about this is in the following way. I imagine if St. Paul was sitting right here next to me, and I said, St. Paul, if I ask you what the New Testament is, what would your answer be? Now, most of us might think, oh, the New Testament. That's that book that's got the four Gospels, it's got the Acts of the Apostles, it's got the letters, and it's got the Revelation. But if St. Paul was here, and I asked him, what's the New Testament? He wouldn't say it's a book. He would say it's the Mass. Because Jesus himself said, this is the new covenant in my blood. And the word covenant means testament. So we need to appreciate this, that before the New Testament was ever a book, the New Testament was the Mass. And it's out of the New Testament Mass that the New Testament book was formed, so that at the Mass we would read the book. And this is so important for us to appreciate and understand as Catholic Christians. Because for us, we appreciate that although once a year we celebrate the feast of Corpus Christi, the reality of our Catholic life is that every day we celebrate Corpus Christi. And why is that? Well, let me try to answer this now. In Greek, the word for remembrance is pronounced like this, anamnesis. Let me say that word again. Anamnesis. That's the word for remembrance. Now, if you take off the first two letters of that word, the A and the N, and you remove them, you are left with the word amnesis, from which we get the English word amnesia. Amnesia. So here's the point of everything that I'm trying to say this morning. When we neglect the Mass, or when we treat the Mass with a kind of, oh hum, there we go again, we will suffer from spiritual amnesia. However, when we understand that the Mass is given to us, that we are to repeatedly partake of Christ, then in turn, we will become more like Jesus. Because here's the thing about the Mass. The Mass can have such a power in your life that you become Corpus Christi. You become the body of Christ. But if you don't sort of take to heart what the Mass is all about, then the Mass is not going to affect your soul in the way that Jesus wants it to. I read an amazing story that illustrates this. Oliver Sacks, who was one of the most respected neurologists of his generation, wrote a book called The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat. And in this book, he tells the story of a former sailor by the name of Jimmy, who had severe neurological problems, a disorder that left him profoundly and permanently in a state of amnesia. He simply had no memory of anything from the year 1945 on. He could not retrieve the past. He had no ability to construct a meaningful present. Jimmy lacked the continuity that helps him to make sense of his own life. He was, wrote Sacks, a person who wore a look of infinite sadness and resignation. But here's the thing. He lived in a care center that was run by Catholic nuns. And so Dr. Sacks asked the nuns, has Jimmy also lost his soul? Well, the sisters were outraged at the question. And they said, Dr. Sacks, watch Jimmy in chapel. And so he went to the chapel and he judged for himself. And listen to Dr. Sacks' observation of Jimmy at the Mass. I went and I watched Jimmy in the chapel, and there observed an astounding transformation. I saw an intensity, and steadiness in Jimmy that I had not seen before. And when he received the sacrament, there was a perfect alignment of his spirit with the spirit of the Mass. There in worship, Jimmy was no longer at the mercy of a faulty and fallible memory. He was wholly held and absorbed. He whose mind was broken was given into worship this continuity of unity, so seamless that it could not permit any break. In other words, what Dr. Sachs observed was there was no amnesia at the Mass, that at the Mass, Jimmy was truly remembering. And here's the point. Jimmy, in his own way, is like all of us. Because in the final analysis, none of us is able to construct ourselves. We must all be given a story, a continuity that is not of our own making. Where we have no faithful memory, God remembers. And by the grace of God, the Spirit whispers the lyrics of the saving gospel into our ears. The point of all of this is the Feast of Corpus Christi helps to truly ground us, helps us to know who we are and where we are. For in the Mass, Jesus truly remembers us so that we can remember him. Jesus remembers us by giving us Corpus Christi, his very body, so that we in turn will embody Christ. One of the great 20th century saints, Saint Gianna Mola, had a beautiful and simple way of expressing this. She said, "Our bodies are to be a cenacle. Our bodies are to be a monstrance. Through its crystal, the world should see Jesus." Isn't that beautiful? That we are to be a monstrance. And through us, people see Jesus. This is a really simple idea. As we eat Corpus Christi, we more fully become Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. And as we live this way, through us, Jesus is glorified. You can't get away from it. Repetition is the key to developing and maturing as a musician, as an athlete, as a scholar, and in a very special way, repetition is the way that we mature as Catholic Christians. As we take and eat the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we celebrate Corpus Christi, may we more fully become like the one we eat, so that as we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes again, like Jimmy, there might be ways we are disorientated in other areas of our life, but not here, because here we know who is God, and we know that this God is our God, and he wants us to eat him. This is the beauty of this most wonderful solemnity of Corpus Christi.